this text, especially the first one, but both, open up another dimension of the mystery of the suffering of the Son of God. This is a text from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings. So we want to kill him. Why? Because he bothers us. He lives this life. He worships God. He obeys God. He prays. And all of that is just too hard for us to take. So let's kill him. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is a censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us. Now this happens, doesn't it? This really happens. And Augustine has this phrase, you know, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. And so someone whose life is in the truth accuses. And people want to get rid of that. So one of the reasons some wanted to get rid of Jesus. And so he calls blessed the destiny of the just and boasts that God is his Father. So let us see whether his words be true. And you remember the rest. This is the word of God, putting his finger like that on where the heart of man is so corrupt. Not only do we want to do evil, we want to get rid of those who would point out to us by their life or just by their words that this is evil. So let's just kill him. Get rid of him. Now in our culture, you know, we don't kill people generally, but we mock them. We make fun of them. We try to reduce who they are rather than look to them for leading and guidance and example. So this text, you see what the church is doing for us is trying to set the stage so we understand what are the forces that killed Jesus. Now he gave his life willingly. They killed him. But he died in an act of love. And that act of love is so powerful when he gave over his whole being to the Father that we're saved. Why? Aquinas, asking this question, whether the death of Christ made satisfaction for us. He always, in the Summa, always asks questions and then answers them, see? And he said, yes, we can make up, someone can make up for an offense by offering to the person offended something of equal or greater worth than what they lost. Now, what God the Father lost in our sin is love, respect, trust, affection. That's what he lost. So Jesus, in the act of love in which he died, that love which is so unimaginably powerful, that act of love in which he died, more than compensated for all the sins of humanity and made satisfaction. And that's what saves us, the act of love in which our Lord died on the cross. And that's the what this text is all about. Now, in the gospel, you have the same thing, huh? I thought that was the one they were trying to kill. There he is walking around and talking to everybody, telling people about the Father. And so Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, you know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him. And he sent me. So they tried to arrest him. Why? Because he said he's from God. Is that a crime? They set out to arrest him, you see. But no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. No. Before he dies, he has much more to say, and he must institute the Eucharist. He must give final instruction to his disciples to strengthen them through the fear and humiliation of the passion and death of Jesus. So he's not ready yet because his hour had not yet come. Jesus is in charge of his own life and death. And he willingly lays it down. And in that act of love, coming from a human heart so great that it more than atones for all the sins of the world. Isn't that beautiful? All we have to do is get in touch with that act of love and let it bear us along, and we will see the Father for all eternity. And that's exactly what baptism does. Because you see, it says, you know, see, the death he died, Jesus, he died to sin. The life he lives to God. He didn't die to sinning, he died to sin. So you too, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We'll hear all these words over and over again in the celebrating Easter. But we must ask the Lord to give us a glimpse of this plan of love and how it's carried out.